For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. This could be a tense day at the G7 summit in Quebec, with six countries lined up against U.S. tariffs on imported goods. President Trump tried to use some of that anger with some humor after a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Justin has agreed to cut all tariffs and all trade barriers between Canada and the United States, so I'm very happy about that.
So I'd say NAFTA's in good shape.
But we are actually working on it.
Trudeau says he and President Trump do have some common goals.
Our engagement towards the world, how we're working together to create good jobs for folks on both sides of the border and around. We both got elected on a commitment to grow the middle class and help those working hard to join it, and that's exactly the kinds of things that we're going to stay focused on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim says lava from the Kilauea volcano has destroyed more than 600 homes since early last month. The island's civil defense administrator, Talmadge Magno, says one of two shelters has now reached full capacity.
Right now, we've got our hands full with housing and just kind of keeping our eye on the volcano so that nobody else is, affected adversely.
In South Florida, officials have come across a gruesome discovery involving a woman who was walking her dogs and an alligator. David Begno has more.
CBS News correspondent David Begno.
A witness told police 47-year-old Shizuko Matsuki was walking her dogs near this lake in Davie, Florida. It took authorities more than 5 hours to trap the 12-foot alligator. Officials reportedly found an arm inside the reptile. Divers are still looking for the woman.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A world-renowned celebrity travel host has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Found dead in a hotel room in France where he was working on an episode of his popular CNN series Parts Unknown. Anthony Bourdain was a celebrity chef who joined CNN in 2013. Before fame, he was a struggling chef in New York City into his late 30s. In 2013, he did an interview in which he discussed the expected lifespan of a chef.
Cooking is hard. It's really hard. It breaks you down. Chef's lifespan used to be into the 30s, was 37 years old. It is now about 57. Why do we demand or insist or expect chefs to die behind the stove, broken-ass, flat-footed, varicose veined at 57? Why do we hold chefs to a higher standard than Keith Richards or Iggy or anyone else who's incredibly cool and changed the world?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's a clean sweep for Golden State, the Warriors beating Cleveland 108-85 to win their second straight NBA title. Warriors' Stephen Curry on ABC.
They made some mini runs, but over the course of 48 minutes, our will took over. Unbelievable feeling to come here on a mission and get the job done.
Cleveland's LeBron James.
You just don't get an opportunity like this on the road versus Golden State. You know, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.